So where will he go, man? Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler, I would want him to go to New York. I would want anybody to go to New York. If not, join the Warriors.
The Warriors. Oh my goodness.
Just continue it. Keep it going.
They're gonna separate next year. After they don't win the championship this year.
Everybody,
you know who's gonna stay in Golden State? Curry, Durant, and Draymond. And maybe the Marcus Cousins. Klay Thompson's definitely
Darren Collins, so he tripped.
Hell yeah, bro. Look, he has
pick a shooting guard. Green shooting guard.
Look, he has an A minus in 3-pointers. All right, yeah.
Bradley Beal.
Robert Covington, 6'9", bro.
Oh, he's a small forward, though. Just press R2 and you can go to a shooting guard.
JJ Redick,
over Marcus Smart.
Or Tyler Jones.
What about?
I hope he got Gordon before. Brian? Nah, pick Marcus Smart, bro. Eric Gordon.
Let's do
Snipe.
Nah, Eric Gordon, bro.
Yeah.
Eric Gordon, bro. He could shoot better, bro.
JJ Redick.
Bro, he could shoot better. And he could drive, bro.
Yeah, bro.
And he could drive, bro. And he could handle, too. Look at the... Oh, nah, hell. Nah, I want to play JJ Redick. Yeah, pick him.
He's better off the dribble, my nigga.
And he could defend, too.
Yeah, bro.
Pick your pick.
Yeah, bro. I'm
going to
go
with Eric Gordon. Yeah, I'll go with him, too. JJ Redick.
That's the sixth man right there.
For real, that's a fact.
You feel me?
So who Eric
Gordon can for? Get niggas off of the dribble. You feel me? JJ, you gotta set him up. And even if you're setting up Olynyk, bro, I'm telling you.
No.
Oh, it's him. JaVale McGee.
Are you serious?
If you won't pick him, I'll pick him.
Probably backup center, bro. Tony Allen.
Oh, get Ingles. That's the squad right there.
JaVale McGee.
You don't pick him, I'm gonna pick him.
Do not get that man. Get Patty. Patty Mills.
Nah, nigga. The real this nigga.
Nah.
Bro, you can shoot, bro.
Yeah, Meritage.
Bro, you can shoot.
Get Michael
bro.
Beasley.
Get
Michael
Beasley. Nah, get the fuck out of here. I'm a Meritage.
Michael Beasley.
Nah, you smoking crack.
Look at
man,
those
bro.
Stats, boy.
Bro, what
look
stats,
at,
bro?
What are you talking?
This nigga 6'10", bro. This nigga, oh my god. This nigga, bro.
He gave the three.
Look at
money,
this.
Bro.
There's no comparison.
Well, I mean, it's only like.
What are you talking about? 51-78? Are you fucking
that's
crazy?
That's uncontested.
Bro, but that's.
The
bro,
same.
That's about
look
30 points. Bro, that's about 30 points.
Boom. Boom.
Bro, but it's about 30 points.
Boom.
But we need him for threes, bro.
Look at mid.
Nah,
boom.
Nah,
you crazy.
We need him for threes.
You would be a horrible coach
Yo,
for the
we're picking up players. We were picking up players the way the play style that niggas play. We're launching threes, bro. Everybody's shooting threes.
Oh, my God. Launching threes. You hear this?
We're going every three threes,
man. So what do we need?
Coach-like.
Nah, that's what, how we're going to win championships.
We need Patty Mills.
Oh, Tyson Chandler.
Rage.
Oh, Rondo, yes.
Gotta get Rondo.
Definitely.
Gotta get Rondo.
And then you can control the nigga, so now you know you don't act crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
I get first quarter.
Yo, 2K, the way NBA Live will take.
Terrence Ross.
You see NBA Live?
Nah.
I seen it. It's alright. It's not bad, bro. It's not bad.
I'm just cool. Always a 2K fan. Yeah. Brandon Ingram, that's not bad.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad. That's a very good. Not a bad pick. Jamal Crawford, is it?
Brandon Ingram.
Jamal Crawford.
Terrence Ross.
Nah, yeah. Nah,
but go with Brandon Ingram. He's taller.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I'm going to pick this nigga. He's got to pick him up. To vote me again.
Bogut.
No.
Put Bogut on the bench. Put Bogut on the bench.
Oh, this nigga Jonathan Simmons.
Bogut should be on the bench. We need a bench.
Allen Crabb. Nah, bro, we have like three centers. Good. Tyson Chandler.
You pick Tyson?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
No, you pick Rondo.
Yeah, you pick Rondo. Boy.
So I think somebody picked him.
Nobody picked him.
Look
oh,
at the squad.
This nigga.
Look who's on the squad.
Nah, no, we didn't pick them in the summer. We were going to pick JaVale McGee, you never picked them.
Pick up Nogueira.
Nah, but all these niggas is bombs, nigga. Damn, Marcus, this nigga's high.
One more,
man. I just picked the best 3-point shooter. Oh, what the hell?
That's the team.
Yeah, that's the team that we have. Let go down.
I have no center.
We don't need a center. All our dudes are like 6. You know?
We have a center, Joel Embiid.
Look at the height of our team. Look.
But we could slip powerful.
Hell yeah, we could slide niggas. Look.
But pick a player.
Nigga, I'm trying to. I don't know what to pick.
Pick me a group. Bazemore.
Nah, I'm trying to pick somebody with the biggest three, man.
Bazemore.
80, damn, that's not
bad. Bazemore, Ken Bazemore.
Oh yeah, 82. And he plays defense.
Ken Bazemore, I'll pick up a center.
Yeah, he plays defense. You can't record this shit.
This? I don't know how.
You really got Twitch.
Chris Anderson.
Birdman. I will go with Mark Janovich. He's a mat, so it looks like 1-3.
Oh, Boban?
Yeah.
Somebody could play. Oh, yeah, he's pretty
yeah,
tall, bro.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, he's tall as fuck.
Boban.
He's like 7'6 or some shit like that. Oh, was that Justin Holland?
Bismack Biyombo.
Yeah, since I think you're gonna play. Ben McElmore.
Ben
Roberson. Adjustments. That's bum ass nigga.
I mean, Bismack Biyombo.
We got Trey Burke. Oh, look at him.
Trey Burke.
I'm gonna pick that nigga. We're gonna pick him. Just pick him for me and pick somebody else.
Kelly Oubre. I like that.
Just pick Trey Burke for me.
We gotta see. We gotta see.
No, oh, he's saying this. Oh, he blocks, but he can't shoot though.
He's pretty good, bro.
Cole Aldridge.
Take
yeah, take him. Nesting Galloway. Yeah, you know who that nigga is. Dante Cunningham. Oh, that nigga's on the Knicks now. Marcelo Harrison on Casillas.
Deontay Murray.
Oh, get in Marshall. Well, Dante. My Marshall, yeah, look at his memory shots, man. Good. 80 something. 88, damn. I'll pick that name, though.
Fuck it. Take him on.
You
passed it on me.
Oh, Terry Rozier's in. Damn, they touched Trey Burke.
Terry.
Shabazz Napier.
Let me see Sebastian. Let me see him.
Up, go up, go up, up.
Oh, right there. Oh, but he's short. I'd rather pick this nigga. Terry. This nigga's pretty good. He can shoot.
Terry. Save that.
I'll pick Caspi.
Who?
This nigga Caspi.
Oh, Quincy Easy. I'm We'll just pick fucking the thing into a room.
You know I'm gonna try to skip the straight people, right?
Nah, I forgot it.
For better people?
Nah.
I'm gonna see who people are offering for them. Because they offer you people.
Nah, bro.
We got a pretty crazy squad.
Nah, bro. Don't trade nobody.
Look at that lineup.
Just deal with it. Run it.
He's got Kelly.
Run it. Run it.
Get the lineup.
Run it.
Set the lineup.
Could have traded people for better people.
Damn, we're 13th in the league, nigga, with the squad we got. That's crazy.
So we got Rondo.
Nah, let's go. It don't matter.
Look at our point guard.
We straight.
Rondo, Eric Gordon, Kevin Durant, Ben Simmons at the 4, and then you got Joel Embiid at the 5. Are you crazy, my nigga?
Let's see who he's gonna be. Look. Ronnie Hood. Then you got Larry. They got a white team. Anthony Davis, DeAndre Jordan.
Let's see how he's going to set it up. Okay, I like that.
Milchick. No. Bro, he can shoot, bro. He can shoot and he's tall.
And he's big. Hell yeah, bro.
And he's tall, Meritage.
He's going to get you some rebounds. That's the only dude you're going to get at power forward, bro.
Yeah. I ain't got the beard.
Kelly Oubre's too skinny, my nigga.
Oh, you can unless put Durant.
Unless you put Joe Ingles.
Put Durant and then start.
Yeah, true.
And start Cam Bazemore or Brandon Ingram. Eric Gordon started. Who you trying to leave us with a bench, nigga? Nobody. Start Ingram at the small forward.
Yeah, bro. You need at least one
more.
Ingram small forward,
powerful. Light with my shooting, bro.
That would be a heavy ass. Like, that's a tall ass lineup.
Hell yeah,
bro. That's crazy, bro. That's a bro. The point guard is like 6'10". The shooting guard is 6'10". Joey Ingles like is probably the shortest nigga there.
For real, that nigga's like 6'6", 6'7".
That's what New York gotta do. Just get fucking monster giants.
Bro, I always thought about this. They should do that every year.
Get the tallest niggas.
No. Like, do a draft.
Or fantasy draft? Well, nigga, but niggas would have to move everywhere, bro. Their life would be like some wild shit, bro.
My nigga, they get paid no matter what.
They get paid mad, bro.
And niggas gonna have their house anyway, bro. A lot of NBA players live in California.
Like a redraft every year? Or every 3 years?
Every two years.
Every 2 years.
Oh, KD got him. Don't worry about that.
And you can still
and
train.
And your team stays together if you win. If you win championships.
Oh, after the 2 years?
Yeah.
If you win a championship between the 2 years, you get to stay an extra year. Or you get to stay an extra 2 years together.
What, nigga?
But you get to stay an extra 2 years together.
Yeah.
He don't shoot any. Okay.
This nigga better get nice at these things, bro.
Shit, bro. At threes?
Nah, nigga, at free throws.
Yeah, that nigga's trash, bro. That nigga cannot shoot at all. He's a great passer, bro. And he can finish.
He's gonna be the next LeBron in passing.
But he can't. Yeah. But he would never be LeBron.
He can't score like LeBron.
Yeah, he can't shoot, bro.
I mean, you never know, because when LeBron came in, like...
Nah, bro, this nigga's jump shot is too funky, bro.
Nah, because when LeBron first came in, my nigga, he was scoring 25, just like going to the rim, my nigga.
Nah, but he was still shooting threes, bro. Ben Simmons has never taken a three.
Nigga, look up Jordan. Look up LeBron's stats.
Let's look it up.
His first year.
You gotta tell me he didn't shoot no threes at all.
His shooting percentage was weak. He was just getting to the cup. Because nobody could stop him, bro. He was too fast and too big. Think about it, bro. He was 18 sixes. What, 6'8"? As fast as he was, my nigga. They had never seen nothing like that. They were like, yo, nigga, what?
He averaged
like 23 points, I think, that season. His first rookie season. 23 or 24. But the nigga was like, he wasn't shooting the rock, my nigga. He was just beating everybody, going to the cup. Basically, like what this nigga's doing, Antetokounmpo.
Like, he just beats people, like, you know, because he's like,
bro, his 3-point percentage was...
It wasn't over 30%. That's trash,
man. Bro, that's more than Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons was zero. Then they didn't even take a three his whole career.
Yeah, but that's...
Nigga, that's crazy. At least this nigga taking a three.
That's fine, though.
But he made one out of every three he took. He only took 3 3-point shots per game. He made one out of every three.
But that's what I'm saying.
And he was 75% from the free throw.
75% from the free throw line? That's trash, my nigga. Jordan averaged 90, my nigga.
Yeah, that's crazy. He was terrible at free throws. He never averaged more than 80% his whole career.
Terrible. That's what I'm saying. Like, people look at me like I'm crazy when I say that. A nigga isn't, to me, a top.
He's not better than Jordan.
Nah, I'm talking about, not top 10, a top 5.
He's not better than Kobe either.
What do you think? You grew up in the era of LeBron.
What's up?
You grew up in the LeBron era. How do you feel?
What about LeBron?
Where's he at? You think he's the best?
When it's all said and done, I think he would be the best.
As far as what? Because he's not going to get championships.
I think
he's still got like 1 or 2. Bro, this dude's free throw percentage is 56%. Bro. Ben Simmons. Bro, 3-point percent? Zero, nigga. Zero.
Yeah, because he knows he's trash, my nigga.
Jesus Christ. And he's still able to score 15 points.
That's what I'm saying.
8 rebounds, 8 assists. Damn.
Just getting to the cup, my nigga.
8 rebounds, 8 assists. That's crazy. That's pretty impressive.
That's all day.
What's he doing, Mitchell?
I got the second time. Let's go. Change the camera for him. You can pass it on to me, okay? Should we change the camera for you?
Bro, Michael Jordan's rookie stats. He was the greatest rookie ever, hands down.
The greatest rookie?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
Bro, he played 82 out of 82 games.
When? That's it?
Hold on. I'm trying to look at the points. That's pretty good.
I remember when Melo came. When Melo first.
Bro,
came
this man averaged 28 points as a rookie. Michael Jordan, bro.
Bro, Michael Jordan's stats is
20. How do you average 28 points as a rookie, coming my into the nigga? League, what?
Jordan.
What, bro? You're the greatest rookie, bro. Ever. Who's a better rookie than you? Scoring 28 points.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I think he averaged like 30, my nigga.
28 points, bro. He was tall as fuck, though.
As a rookie, he probably averaged like 30, man. He was just skyhooking.
Damn, bro. Jordan's 3-point percentage was trash, man. 1.73%.
Nah, but the thing was that, like, the 3-pointer wasn't, like, used, my nigga, as much as it's used.
Bro,
now.
This man, I'm the most he ever averaged, bro, he averaged 37 points per game, bro.
His
sophomore season, cause his second year he only played 18 games due to injury, and then he came back and played 82 games the third year, averaged 37 fucking points. Man.
37.
How the fuck you do, bro? You are the greatest player ever, bro. You almost averaged 40 points in an era where niggas didn't even shoot threes like that, and they foul hard, nigga. Yo, what the fuck, bro? You are the greatest player ever, bro. He's the greatest player. He's the greatest player. But he averaged 37 points with niggas elbowing niggas, like killing niggas, bro.
That's why they say.
Yo, bro, 37 off of mid range and dunks and layups, like that's wild, my nigga. 37 points. Holy shit! And he played 82 out of the 82 games.
Bro, and look at his playoff stats, my nigga. This nigga averaged was it, 40?
And he still got to average 5 assists and 3 steals on top of that.
Yeah, bro.
Oh my
that nigga
bro.
Was like 12
free throw
times.
Percent, 82%.
Defensive all team. I think he has the most.
Rebounds, 5 rebounds per game, 5 assists, nigga, 37 points. Bro, those are 2K numbers right there. And then the Knicks, the following year, he played 82 games again. and averaged 35 points, bro. And then he averaged 6 assists on top of that, 2 extra assists, and 4 steals per game. What the fuck? Nigga, this is 2K numbers, bro.
See, and LeBron, then he averaged LeBron 32, does that, but he does it with less 31, points,
30, 32, 26, 30, 29, 28. Bro, 29. What the fuck, bro? This nigga's the GOAT, man. His career average is 30 points.
Look up Will Chamberlain.
I know, but he played an era where everybody was like half his height.
Nah, bro. Look up Will Chamberlain.
Niggas was like half his height. Bro.
Have you seen
And the rules were very different. But there was no goaltending in his time.
Look up Will Chamberlain.
Bro, there was no goaltending in his time.
Look up Will Chamberlain.
Bro, there was no goaltending in his time. I don't even think they had it with his stat. Yeah, he averaged like 50 points and 20 rebounds.
This nigga was a freak.
Yeah. But they didn't have no goaltending.
This nigga was like... Look up what
Bro, changed. There was no goal. And there was no point. I know. It was like 50 points and 20 rebounds.
There was no offensive 3 seconds.
Bro, there was no offensive defense. There's no 3 in the key, bro. There was no goaltending, bro. There was no goaltending. You could goaltend the nigga's
this
shit,
nigga
bro.
Averaged 22
Bro, there was no goaltending. Bro, because there was no goaltending.
For one season.
Bro, you could... the dude could shoot from far. He could grab that
it's
shit
just
in the
air.
The
fact that you're doing it. What are you talking about?
Bro, you're goaltending, bro.
You know how tall you have to be, my
bro, you're goaltending. He's like 7
and
feet.
How in tune to average 22 blocks a game?
Bro, if I'm taller than... If I'm twice the height of everybody, bro, of course I'm average. Nigga, if I'm playing with dwarfs, nigga, I'm going to block everybody's shit. And no goaltending on top of that, bro. No goaltending. A nigga could be taking a 3-point shot, bro, and you could send his shit. Like, you could legit send that shit. All you have to do is just chill in the middle of the paint. But he's still, yo, that's... The 100-point game was wild. That, I give him that. With no 3-pointers. Imagínate eso. Imagine a nigga scoring 100, nigga, with no 3-pointers. Bro, I would quit, bro. I would have to foul out.
Doing that and that amount of time.
My nigga, I would have to foul out, bro. And I think they stopped the game. I think they hit me more than that. Bro, and they had probably like 30 rebounds or some shit like that. That shit is ridiculous, bro. How you score 100 points? No, but what Kobe did was wild. 82 points?
Yeah, bro.
That's fucking wild. Nigga, what type of chuck you gotta be to score 82 points, nigga? Nigga, that means you're not passing the ball to nobody.
Nah, but
nigga.
This
yeah,
was
like,
the
yeah,
thing.
Like
they were,
like
were losing the
they
game.
They were losing, yeah.
They were losing the
and
game.
And they won.
And
they
won.
Won, yeah.
So
that's why I don't respect it. Devin Booker 70, honestly. I mean, that's great. That's a lot. That's 70 points, man.
Yeah,
but you still lost, bro.
Yeah.
And they lost by a lot, bro, by like 10 points. I used to score 70, my nigga. You still lose.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy, bro. You score 70 points, bro, you still lose. Like, what? You can't even talk shit. That doesn't count. That doesn't count. But Kobe scored 82 points and losing on top of that. Bro, like, what type of how do you feel like playing this man? Like, you just he just lit you up for 82 points, and you gotta play this man one more time in the season. Like, how do you approach this, bro? I would be like, yo, I will call sick that day, bro. I would get some type of disease, bro. Like, I'm not playing this dude, bro. I would have to fall out. I would have, like, during out that game, bro. I would have to fall out. There's no way that this man is gonna light me up for 82 points. Nah, bro. I'm falling out. I'm falling out by halftime. I'm falling out. There's no way you drop it. But, yo, the moment that you score 30 in one quarter, like, how you let somebody drop 30 in one quarter? Like, that's crazy. As a team?
You would have. Now,
bro, that
was,
is crazy.
They weren't doubling.
Bro, that's still, though, bro.
That's the crazy thing.
Klay Thompson
did that. Nah. But he was just chucking from threes, bro.
Yeah.
Like, this nigga was
still
doing
bro. You got to check this man. You got to be on this man like white on rice, bro. I will be on this man like white. Bro, I'll be smelling his armpits. I'll follow him everywhere. I'll follow him to the locker room, bro. I'll follow him to the bathroom. Like, you're not going nowhere. Like, yo, your pants going to be my pants. My hands going to be inside your pants, man. You're going to follow me. I'm going to be following you. There's no way in hell you're going to drop. That's crazy. That's ridiculous. 82 points, bro. In front of your kids.
Right, like,
in front of your kids, bro. Televised, bro. That's just gonna be there forever.
Doing,
forever. Forever, bro. Forever. People are gonna have that forever. You always gonna be able to do that. Yo, it'll be like Jalen Rose every time he talks about defense and shit. Like, bro, they didn't drop 82 on you. Like, what are you talking about? Shut the hell. Don't talk about low defense or nothing, bro. Don't ever play basketball. That's why you don't play basketball no more. Bro, you can't. No, you can't talk. You cannot play basketball ever again. Like, imagine, bro, he's commentating the game, and then one of the niggas brings it up, He's like, yeah, the anniversary of Kobe Bryant dropping 82 points at Jalen Rose. And then he's right next to you, bro. Like, you just grill him. Like, he's just grill like, where, bro? You just gonna say that? Like, on Jalen Rose. Like, even the Toronto Raptors, he just mentions Jalen Rose. Like, they just say your name is Jalen Rose. Yo. Imagine playing a video game and they had that in the memories version. They drop 82 on Jalen Rose.
That's funny.
Bro, you can't, bro. Who else was on that team, bro? I think Chris Bosh there. I think Chris Bosh was on that team too.
Oh, for real? Nah. I think that's when they were trash.
Nah, bro. I don't know, bro. I think Chris Bosh was there, bro. I think he was there. Yeah, I gotta look that up, bro. I think he was there.
I think Chris Bosh was there.
Because they were trash too with Chris Bosh, but they didn't even make the playoffs with him. I don't even know how he was an All-Star. It's crazy. Magic, yo, he dropped 82 on Chris Bosh. I don't know, let's see. 82, and they took him out early too.
Yeah, bro, he could have easily scored like 90.
That's crazy. The fact, I was watching that game too. That's the fact, yo, that's crazy to witness some shit like that. 82 points, nigga, like, God, I was like, oh my.
That's a lot, man.
Damn,
son. I wonder how many shots he took.
Bro, I don't know.
You
probably got to go
for. Yo, you remember Kobe's last game when we went to Buffalo Wild Wings? Yeah. And I had to eat those hot wings because I was like, yo, Kobe.
Yo, Chris Bosh was there. Look at him. Look at him. Look at Chris Bosh. He's there.
No way.
Yo, he's there.
Yeah, he's there.
Bro, he's there.
Chris Bosh got it too, man. I can help him.
Yo, they dropped 82 points on you, boy. Oh my God, bro. What the fuck? Yo.
He shot.
Is that he look like Terry Ross, the other dude. What's his name? 82 points, son. And look at Jalen Rose guarding him throughout the game. Oh my God. They got some dude named Smush Parker. What a dude. Kwame Brown is still here.
Kwame Brown. On what team? Oh,
on the Lakers.
Jesus Christ. Kwame Brown.
Yo, I can't believe Chris Bosh.
Nah,
played,
but nobody beats this nigga, Roy Hibbert.
Hibbert,
yeah, bro, he scored 0 points, 0 rebounds.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
In a playoff game,
bro, how you do nothing, bro, in a playoff game? Like you should be out the league.
Bro, his stat line was 0-0-0-0 in a playoff.
Yeah, you did absolutely nothing. Like you legit did absolutely nothing.
He played. What was it? He played like more than 30 minutes, I think, because he was a starter. Bro. You feel me? Dogs, and you're a 7 footer. Like, you should be embarrassed. If I'm 7 feet, though, come on. You know, off effort, my dude. I'm getting 10 rebounds. Just off effort.
This shit is unbelievable. This man deadass dropped 82 on Chris Bosh. That's crazy. If I was ever to play Chris Bosh in a pickup game 5-on-5, and you ever talk shit to me, I'd be like, yo, bro, at least I didn't let a man drop 82 on me, bro. There's no way a man is gonna drop 82 points on me.
You would have to go.
Fuck out of here! I'm falling out, bro. First quarter, I'm falling out. Fuck. Once he reaches 40, bro, like nah, bro, like fuck out of here.
Bro,
once he touches 70.
Nah, bro.
Like, sniffing 70, bro. I'm falling out, bro.
At 50, that's when shit
Yo,
starts to get real.
50, 60, bro.
Once you see a nigga 70? Get to, like, 65,
yo,
you're
75,
like,
nigga, you scratching your head like, yo, el diablo, loco, man. I think that people did it 75.
At 75,
bro,
I would have been like, yo,
nigga,
bro.
What the fuck?
Let's just cut this nigga real quick.
Yo, you want to clip this nigga, bro. You want to clip him, bro. Foul the shit out of him. Put your foot on this nigga's leg or something, bro. What the fuck? This nigga just got 75, and then he's scoring 6 more points after that.
That
is disrespectful, son. Yo, Charlie Venom and Wayne was there. Oh, my Lord. Is that Jose Calderon? Yo, bro, this man had 53 points in the fourth quarter, and he scored 30 in the fourth. Bro, this man scored 30 on you in the fourth quarter, my nigga. You thought 50, nigga? You see 10 minutes left in the game. Like, nah, this nigga's not scoring no 30, more points.
30 is what niggas score in a
boy,
game.
Boy, what the? Nigga. That's in the game. This nigga scored that shit in a quarter.
You just have to double that.
Less than a quarter, because it took him out with like 3 minutes left or some shit like that.
You would have to double
yo, that. What the fuck, bro? Melo almost had 70. He got 62.
What's the most Melo ever scored?
62. Against the Bobcats, bro. Yeah, that nigga lit them up, bro. That was crazy. And then Tony took him out with like 8 minutes left, bro. Basically, the whole fourth quarter. I was tight as fuck, bro. Like, yo, you could have easily got 8 more points, bro. Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, how would you not want to be remembered in history scoring 70, 75, bro? Like, come on, man. You had that shit in you. Like, I would have just walked on the court straight out. Like, fuck that, Tony. I would have just walked like, nah, fuck out of here, bro. Fuck out of here. If I'm gonna be remembered as a chunk, I'm gonna be remembered as a nigga that scored 75. Cause 62, you know, is good and all, but Jordan already did 65.
I hope I see the day that a nigga scores 100.
100, imagine 100, nigga. Damn.
Like, actually
bro.
Seeing it.
I wouldn't even be able to watch that whole that highlight.
I just be like, bro, I would be like this. Like,
I'd be tired of watching this nigga score. Like, yo, this shit is crazy, son.
101.
Huh?
It would have to be a shooter that never misses. It would have to be.
I think that would maybe, yeah.
Like, just like.
Like, maybe Curry, like, be able to do some shit. Like
nah,
that.
I think Klay with enough shots. If you give Klay, like, 50
I think
shots,
in his own team, like, if Klay was in his own team, because he won't be able to do that shit with the Warriors.
Curry, too.
Maybe.
Nah, he's been on his own team, basically, at the beginning.
He was never that good though.
Because Devin Booker did it. Well, he
yeah,
got
there was 70.
He got 70, but
yeah, 70.
If I'm
but he lost though.
Oh, you,
if you would have gave him like 12 more shots from yeah, three from good. Three.
But he lost though.
True. Yo, buddy.
Did you think about?
Yeah, I did. Right?
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Oh, bad pass.
Trash.
Nigga, that's your fault.